John Hogue. I'm a mostly retired attorney that lives in Petersburg.
And you're connected with WAVE, or?
Yes, I do a lot of volunteer work for them and work with the Elastic Network on domestic violence and sexual assaults to handle domestic violence cases.
What's the petition that's going around?
Petition is to get the governor's attention that we'd like him to fund these programs better. So that's why they chose the motto of Fund Respect, because the Council on Domestic Violence had asked for $200,000 for startup organizations like WAVE, so they could basically have the funding to do their own job independently of helping domestic violence victims. And that request did not make it into the Department of Public Safety's budget, did not make it into the governor's budget, and yet I was told that the governor was aware of the request. And so, you know, on behalf of this community, we'd like to see him fund Respect as opposed to just have an annual march.
This program that the governor and the first lady started is to remind you that it's very easy to get mad, lose your temper, and snap out at somebody, but it takes a lot more of a mature adult to just figure out another way to deal with it. That way is to choose respect instead of swinging out at somebody. So bullying, anything like that, is not tolerated in the city of Petersburg. And I'm going to ask the chief to say a few words.
Domestic violence and you know, hurting people is never correct. And the whole concept of choose respect is to give people respect so they can, you know, to live their lives. And I think we all agree that it's intolerable to hurt people we love. And I think we need to come to the realization that it's not impolite if you see somebody that is hurting someone they care for to stand up and say, what you're doing is wrong, I don't agree with you. And I think we've reached that stage. It's okay to say that because we know it's not correct. So let's be this way.
I wanted to thank everybody for coming out today. We've had some really good discussions and lessons at school here in the last week. I know the Eagles Nest was here, and they've been talking about respect, and thank you for the community members for coming out, too. But I wanted to acknowledge Diane Murph one more time. She entered the poster contest, and so she is the statewide winner for Choose Respect. So right now there are 122 communities in Alaska celebrating or rallying against domestic violence and sexual abuse today, and Diane's poster is plastered all over those communities and all over the state. So that's pretty cool that she entered and that she won. And the ice cream was awesome. So thanks for coming out today, guys. I just wanted to tell everyone I'm really excited to see so many people here, and thank you, kids, for coming. I know it's after school. It's your own time, so you did this because you wanted to, and I'm really proud of you. And thanks very much. This is wonderful.